Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Welcome to the show. This show is about you. It always is. It's about the choices that you're making every single day. It's about your health and it's about your life. Look, your health is your greatest wealth. No matter what you do every single day, your health has to be your top priority. And if you don't think so, just try losing it. The sad thing about it is, what I see and have seen for years in clinical practice and, of course, here on all my shows, is that people don't really get worried about it too much, especially younger people, until you lose something, right? You get diagnosed with high blood pressure, or you get the depression, or diabetes hits you at age 35, and you're like, what in the world is going on, right? So your health is your greatest wealth. If you have your health, you can do so much in life. And so our health is determined by our choices. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. So on this show, we're going to be talking about that. I've got so much to talk about with you today. And people have been calling in. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the phones right now in just a moment. But just know this. Know that whatever you brought here today, wherever you're tuning in from, at whatever point you're tuning in, we're here for you. That's the key. You have a family here, a group of people that want to help you, encourage you, and see you win. To reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what the show is all about. Now, today we're going to be talking about colon. How do I say this in the best way? I can say it in my doctor speak, but we're going to be talking about pooping. How about that? We're going to be talking about how to get your body to make sure that you're doing it the right way, that it's coming out the way it needs to, and that it's happening the way it needs to. Now, look, it's one of those dirty words that nobody wants to talk about. Right? It's the one thing you kind of get a little shy to talk about. Now, some people are proud to talk about it. Some people are really proud of their poop. They take pictures of it. They'll show it to you, you know, the whole nine, right? Maybe it coils. Maybe it comes out, you know, the whole thing, right? People talk about it. So what's healthy? And the reason is, the one thing I always tell people is that you're only as healthy. Remember, we are what we eat, just like Granny taught us. So don't forget that. But you're only as healthy as the food you can eat, digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So your elimination is a real key. Now, people get really concerned about that. You know, if you're constipated, which means that things aren't happening, then that's not a good sign. Now, that could be coming from a lot of things. It could be coming from the fact that you're not drinking enough water and you've got a lot going on there and you're dehydrated. That's a possibility. The other thing is with constipation, it can be mental and emotional. Kids have this happen a lot of times. They're holding on to things, right? Stressed out, they won't poop. So that could be another issue that's causing that little bit of a restriction or hesitation. But as we get older, it could just be something as simple as not enough water, but not enough fiber in our diet. And that's a big one. Fiber is a key that we all have to focus in on. Now, here's a unique study that came out that I think is really, really interesting. And I shifted a lot of things in my own eating habits when I learned this. Is that, so you know that lung cancer is the number one cancer. If you didn't know that, lung cancer is the number one cancer. The number two cancer that we all face and deal with worldwide is colon cancer. And guess what? If your colon is not healthy and it's not getting enough fiber coming in, then you can set yourself up for it. That's why you have to get colonoscopies starting at age, they used to say age 50, but now it's 45. Matter of fact, when I was in medical school, and we were doing colonoscopies, and I was working with a gastroenterologist who was just amazing, right? But we were in training. I was doing those, and I'll tell you, it was what I saw even in people's early 50s was amazing. And that was about the time that they moved the average age back to 45. Now, they've always made it 45 if you had a pre-existing family history of something like that. But nonetheless, let's talk about how to have a healthy colon. All right, colon cancer is rampant. It's all over the world, and there's things you can do. When I saw this study, I changed my own eating habits. For every 10 grams of fiber that you eat, you reduce your chance of colon cancer by 10%. So what does that mean? The average of what they recommend in medicine for general health is 30 grams of fiber, 35-ish grams of fiber a day. So 35 grams of fiber a day is what we, you know, what we plan on and everything else. So that's good. But that gives you about a 35% reduction or chance against colon cancer. So what if you bumped it up to 50 or 60 grams of fiber? You're thinking, man, that's a lot of fiber. Not really. Not if you're eating your vegetables on a regular basis. Not if you're eating salads and broccoli and all that. I ate almost a 16-ounce serving of beans, black beans, kidney beans, any kind of beans, every single day. And you know where I learned that? I learned that from a friend of mine who's an amazing, amazing physician, Dr. Michael Greger. I asked him a question. I said, in your opinion, with all the study that you've done, he's done a lot of study. This guy's brilliant. But he wrote a great book called How Not to Die. It's great. It's so great. But we share a lot of similar philosophies in the plant-based diet. And I asked him the question. I said, what would you say are the three keys to longevity? If you had to kind of, you know, wipe away all the clutter out there, because the internet and all that's cluttered with all kinds of information, right? One day something's good for you, the next day it's not good for you. I mean, you get it, right? I know you're reading newsletters, watching shows like this, listening to shows like this, and you're like, oh, man, there's so much information. So he told me three things. Beans, and this is what you eat every single day for longevity. Beans, greens, and berries. It's that simple. And so I started doing that on a regular basis. Noticed a massive difference in everything. In the way I pooped, in the way my energy levels were. And I was eating things like that because I eat this way all the time. But I was real focused on certain types that I started adding in. And it made a big difference. So why am I telling you that? I'm telling you that for a reason. Fiber is important and we don't get enough. The average American, okay, gets about 10 grams to 20 grams of fiber a day. That's it. And that's why colon cancer rates are so skyrocketing high. So I want to encourage you to look at counting your grams. Yes, 35 grams is the standard. My suggestion for most people, and for myself, this is what I do myself, is 50 grams. I shoot for a benchmark of 50 grams. And if I go over that, great. But I shoot for a benchmark of that. I'm telling you, it's one of the best things you can do for protecting against, and guess what? Protecting against colon cancer, and guess what? Your poop, once you start getting up in that fiber range, it's amazing. So let's talk about poop for a minute. So your poop is really important. Your elimination is really important. The foods that you eat and the way that your microbiome, your flora in your gut, the way that it's set up, if it's healthy and it's got the right kind of bacteria, then your elimination, your pooping is going to be great. If it's not, it's not going to be so great. So there's things like odor. If there's a lot of odor when you go to the bathroom and you poop, that's not a good thing. It should be odorless for the most part. It should be well formed. If it's not, if it's all over the place and not solid, and you know, then that's not a good thing, right? So there's a certain components that your poop needs to be that is a great indicator of how healthy your gut is. Healthy gut is a healthy body, period. I don't care what anybody says. Like, your healthy gut, you should be focused on gut health more than just about anything else. If you can get your gut healthy, everything else in your body is going to be healthy. Because we are what we eat. And you're only as healthy as what you can digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So the foods we've got coming in, all that matters. Remember, the anti-inflammatory-based diet, which I've got in my book, which is free. If you go to the website, we're giving it away to you for free. Go to the website, myfreehealthbook.com, and you can get the book for free. It's hardback. It's a bestseller, and I'm just giving it to people right now. You pay the shipping and handling, whatever that is. But I'm giving the book for free because I care about you. I want to believe in you, and I want you to have at least a starting point and a tool to be able to use like that. But listen, your gut health and your poop and your fiber intake, your colon is an area that we all have to look at, maintain, and really keep check at a high level. Okay, so I want you to focus on that. Remember, your fiber grams, 35 minimum, shoot for 50 as a goal. All right, let's get on to the phones. We are going to go with Mia. Hi, Mia. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling for my 57-year-old daughter who had a mass taken out of her breast. It was 3 centimeters. Non-cancerous, but it did show abnormal cells that had clumped together. It was all the biopsy. There were no cancer, and she had surgery, had it removed, no cancer. Yeah. The doctor wants to put her on, the oncologist wants to put her on tamoxifen for 3 years to reduce her estrogen production. She's had blood work done. She's through menopause. And I was just wondering if there's something natural she could take or something she could do besides going on this medication.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at infusenetwork.com.
Yeah, there's really so much that can be done. But I will tell you that, and again, I know it's one of those things where you're like, I don't want her to take the medicine. Like, I get that. However, there's a lot of good research behind blocking that. Now, with that being said, you got to make that decision on your own. Like that's something you guys have to make. And I'm not an anti-medicine guy. A lot of people think I'm like anti-medicine. I'm not. I'm a physician, an MD. So I'm not. I'm extremely pro what's best for the person. And there's natural things that work well with regular medicine, and there's medicine that's really not that great, and you're better off going the natural way. So in this case, I would follow what your oncologist is saying. There are things like DIM that you can get in supplement form that helps to lower estrogen. We know that zinc levels at the proper level lowers estrogen levels and keeps that in check. We know that turmeric with curcumin helps to manage healthy estrogen levels in the body. So there's things like that that can be done from a natural perspective. It doesn't mean that you should avoid the medicine. Look, 3 years is not that long, especially when she's come off of something like that. But again, you have to make those decisions on your own. Remember that your best weapon, her best weapon, in this process is your eating habits. And I'm a huge advocate for the plant-based diet. Because when you have, and you've crossed the threshold and you have had cancer, or you had a heart attack or a stent put in your heart or whatever, the plant-based diet is the only diet that's actually proven. And I get questions all the time, and I'm not anti-keto. I'm a huge fan of keto. Okay, because in the proper way, it is an amazing way to go too. But in this case, a plant-based diet is typically one of the better ways to go. It really is. It's proven. And there's so much science behind it, and there's studies behind it. And every world-renowned cancer specialist that I've ever interviewed and come in contact with and asked these critical questions have told me that that's the number one diet that they put all their patients on when they're going through something like this. And I know she's through it, and she's, you know, she's on the other side, and now everything's about prevention, and so it doesn't happen again, and that's good. But you want to do, it's the things that you do every single day. It's not just a pill you take. Like this drug can be helpful to block things, but it's not just the thing that you do every day with a pill, right? It's the things that you do every single day, that you walk through every single day, the foods that you eat, the things that you drink, the thoughts that you have. That's what builds the body up and keeps the immune system strong. In this case, it's about keeping the immune system very, very strong so that you can go to the next level and she can go to the next level. Look, you're a great cheerleader for her. I get that. Like your mom, right? Moms never stop being mom. My mom was a mom to the very last day, okay? The very last day. And I can tell you that it's a very special thing to have you in her life. And I know she's grateful. So I'm glad you're calling just to figure out what to do. But get her to understand that her day-to-day, her eating habits, her exercise, her thought habits. Thought habits are extremely important. They did studies where they just focused on the ways someone that had cancer thought, like anger and bitterness and forgiving people and all of that. That had a bigger indicator than the things that they ate. So it doesn't mean go forgive everybody and eat hamburgers and french fries. It means do all of it, right? If you want to have the best outcome in something like this. Because cancer is no big deal, right? You and your daughter have walked through this in a major way. And I get that. But just know that her eating habits are going to matter more than anything. Look, we're always here for you. And my health coaches are always available. Our health coach provider is always available. Whatever we can do to help. But I get a copy of my book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. Start there. It will teach you and her the basics of really how to follow. Now, our health club is a really good thing, too, because you get into a community. I've got so many people now that are part of this, and they help each other, right? It's not just me helping you. It's people that have done our system for so long, and they end up coaching everybody, and everybody exchanges recipes and things like that. It's a great place to be. Just go to asahealthclub.com. You can check it out there. But I encourage you.
to get started, her to get started, and tell her exercise is important. A lot of people don't talk about that, but exercise is key. No matter what you do, it doesn't matter. Like working out in the gym, walking, riding a bike, whatever, but do something every day, 15 minutes every day. Here's why. When you increase the blood flow by doing an activity, it increases the oxygen and it carries more nutrients to the cells. You want to increase how nutrients are carried throughout the body so that when you're eating broccoli and you're eating asparagus and you're eating things like peas and greens and berries, those nutrients are getting moving through the body at a faster pace. And that is one of the best tools to be able to follow in something like this that can make a major difference. So we're here for you to encourage you and just to be here to bounce questions off of. Thanks so much for calling. I'm so glad you're a part of the show. Look, your health is your greatest wealth and your choices matter. I'll say it again, more than anything. Now, let's talk about you. Why? Because you're the most important. You're the reason why we're here. Okay, your health is always the most important topic here. Now, our health is determined by our choices. I say that a lot, and I mean it, because your choices matter. What you did yesterday, it will impact today, but today you have a chance to start over, to take a sheet of paper, to make a brand new start with whatever it is. Better habits, better eating habits, better exercise habits, better thought habits, all of those kind of habits. You have the ability. Like, no one else can do that for you. Only you can. So we're going to go to the phones in just a minute. Listen, you can call in anytime. You can DM me on social media. And I encourage you to get on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all of those, and join and get in the conversation with everything we're talking about. Hey, if you want to send questions like that, you can, and I'll make it part of the show. Always will. You can also call the phone number like they have here. You can text me as well. We've got a text number on the website and all our social media. You can see that text number and text anytime, and we'll encourage you and help you and answer whatever health questions that you have. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
I'm interested in natural water retention, something to use naturally for water retention.
So if you want to go natural and you're dealing with water retention, there's a couple things you got to look at. Okay, number one is make sure, and I'm just telling you this because it's the reality, you want to go to your physician, your family physician, and get checked and have full blood work done and make sure the water retention is not something related to blood pressure or kidney malfunction or something along those lines. You need to make sure that you're medically okay, that the water retention, because typically water retention is a symptom of something underlying in the body. So you want to figure that out first, make sure. Now, the second thing is you get a lot of water retention. It can also mean, provided the kidneys are healthy, that you're dehydrated. Dehydration is a big deal. And the more weight we carry, the easier it is to be dehydrated. So the rule of thumb is, typically, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you want to drink 100 ounces of water a day. If you weigh 150 pounds...
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is signing into law two bills that empower federal law enforcement agents to go after Americans who defrauded COVID-19 relief funding meant for small businesses. The president addresses those who may have committed fraud.
You can't hide. We're going to find you. We're going to make you pay back what you stole and hold you accountable under the law.
Biden also announcing he'll be heading to Kentucky to see some of the flooding damage firsthand next week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is continuing to pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Blinken adding he'll be talking with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia Friday. Griner is facing 9 years in prison after she pled guilty to having marijuana oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
More details are coming out about the Uvalde School District Police Chief.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Los Angeles Unified School District, America's second largest school district, announced this week that it's ending virtually all its COVID-19 safety rules. The only remaining mandatory COVID-19 protocol will be testing and masking for symptomatic students. Amazon is buying Roomba Maker iRobot for $1.7 billion, including debt, as the online retailer adds another connected home product to its portfolio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Find out more if it's the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
So it's a simple little race show, but it's good to follow to give your body the things that it needs and the nutrients that it needs. So that's the ultimate key to follow. The second thing is that you want to look at is when you got a lot of water retention, you can look at natural substances like dandelion, which has been known to help be a great diuretic and help the body eliminate fluids. And again, sodium and potassium are the two different minerals that you can look at too. Too much sodium, not enough potassium. You're not eating enough vegetables, not enough leafy greens in your diet, that kind of thing. All that can play a role. But before you start just dissecting those and figuring that out, you got to get some lab work done. Like, go to your physician, get that done so we know. We have to know exactly what's happening, okay? We got to know that we know that we know that we know that everything's okay on the inside. Because if everything's okay on the inside, then we'll be good to go, okay? So focus on that. and get started on that and let me know how it goes. Because the reality is, water retention can be a scary thing. It's not just a weight thing. It can be something seriously underlying that can be a big deal. But you got to get it checked out. If you get it checked out and you're clear with your kidneys and your heart's okay and it's not blood pressure related, then there's a lot of natural things that you can do. But if it's dependent on those conditions and there is something going on, then the medications, remember, medications are great to manage. And in that situation, there's a lot of natural things you can do, but you've got to have both of those working together. A lot of times when they work hand in hand, that's when you get the best results. Okay? Hope that helps. So glad you're with us on the show. So glad you're with us. Look, this show's about you. It's about your health and your life. And we're going to talk about weight loss today, something that a lot of people like to talk about. But the principles that I'm going to talk about now are really for maintaining a good lean body. So I don't want you to just think about it as, well, to drop the weight or to, because there are secrets that they will call secrets, but it's just basic science. And there's things that we can do that you can do. Literally just make some minor changes in your diet and can see massive results. All right. So let's start in with what gaining weight is and what losing weight is. And we're just going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to give you some keys. Okay. But I want you to realize something. You can always go to the website. Send us a question. You can do email. You can call us with a number. The number's there. It's on the website. Wherever you find us, the text number, however you're listening or watching the show right now, look, we have any way you want to get in touch with us, you can. Send me your questions. Someone, it may be part of the show, but someone will get back to you and answer. So you send your question. We are here from every direction. Chat box on the website, whatever it is, we're here to help you, okay? Because this show's about you. And reality is that you have a potential on the inside of you that you've not even scratched the surface. You know it, and I know it. And on this show, we want to help you reach that potential and become the best version of you. Because I know you can. And it doesn't matter what you walked in here with, tuned in here with, turned on here with. It doesn't matter. Because you can leave here a better person. You can leave here setting out to reach your goals. You can leave here having a healthier body, healthier mind, healthier body. And listen, you can reach the goals and become everything that you wanted to become. I know that. I know it's possible. So we're going to talk about something that a lot of people struggle with. More books are sold on weight loss than any other topic there is. You can go through any of the bookstores, on Amazon, anywhere. More books are in health, in the health category, are sold with weight loss than anything. And it's interesting because everyone thinks, and every author knows this, I'm one of them. Every author, everybody thinks that there's this secret that so-and-so has written this book and this is it, right? I can tell you that there's one category that, without a shout, will work for just about everybody, and that is the keto diet. Hands down, now again, Atkins did the keto thing years ago. It's not like it's some brand new thing. Okay, keto is just the new name. It used to be the Atkins diet. There's some tweaks and things that are a little bit different. But I'm glad that keto is really here to stay, and I'm glad that it's got a good reputation, and I'm glad a lot of the science community has really come behind it. Like the whole scientific community, for the most part, in medicine, is cheering it on. There's so many MDs and DOs and medical providers and chiropractic physicians and naturopathic physicians that are just collectively coming together to say, hey, this works. And it's really getting people off the metabolic disease condition medications. Like, it's getting people off of blood pressure medications. It's getting people off of diabetes medications and cholesterol medications. And, you know, the list goes on and on. And it's exciting. So we're going to talk about weight loss. Keto is a great way to start. But hear me on this. I want you to understand kind of the basic principles. The basic principles about weight loss are this. It is about calories. It does matter. Calories do matter, but it's the right kind. And protein, there's three main macronutrients. Proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Now, the key is that you got to remember is that the proteins and the fats and the carbs all matter. Now, remember, protein I would call, and again, keto's going to argue with me on this, but protein is number one. Protein is your building blocks. It's your amino acids. It's what builds lean muscle tissue. And regardless of what you heard, I'm going to tell it to you right now so you've heard it here for the first time maybe, is that you know what the key to longevity is? I know we're talking about weight loss, but I want you to hear this about longevity. The key to longevity is muscle tissue. The more muscle tissue we have, proven in so many studies, the greater longevity that we will have, because longevity is tied directly to the amount of lean muscle tissue that we have. Now, that doesn't mean you got to bulk up and be big like Arnold, but it means that the quality muscle that you have versus the fat that you carry matters. And it matters in a big way. So that's why weight loss is important. It's about getting down to your ideal body weight, getting rid of the fat, holding on, and even building more of the new lean muscle tissue so that your body can function at its peak level, the way that it was designed to. So as we talk about weight loss today, there's foods that can really fill and increase weight loss, and that is protein, number one. So let's talk about that. Chicken, fish, beef, and eggs, those are your best quality sources of protein. Now, whey protein powders, pea protein powders, if you want to do the vegetarian thing, pea protein is the best way to go. It is a complete protein that now they're making a lot of powders with it, and it's great. I mean, pea protein is here to stay, and it's become one of the mainstays. As a matter of fact, vegetarians a lot of times will struggle, especially if you don't do fish and eggs. Now, dairy products can offer proteins too. So like Greek yogurt is a great way to go. Depends on if you can handle dairy or not. Some people are pro-dairy, some people are not. But I'm just giving you the options. Okay, so dairy products carry a good amount of protein in them as well that function and can help the body function very well. So you can find different ways to get your protein in, but the key is minimum. And again, some people argue with this. But I have seen the research for myself and then also with patients, over 10,000 of them, is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. We call it the protein rule. 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight can make a massive difference in your health and in your body composition. So when you're looking at losing weight, they have found that 1 gram per pound of body weight. Now this is also with you working out and exercising. We know that if you exercise and work out, that's going to make a big difference too. So the protein is going to sustain the lean muscle that you do have while we're lowering carbohydrates and keeping moderate fats in the diet. There's a thing called the low-carb diet. Have you heard of that? So low-carb doesn't mean no carb. When you go keto, it's like less than 50 carbs. It's like super low, even less than that. So your body goes into a state called ketosis, and that's another topic for another time. But right now, I just want to focus on weight loss in general. Protein is the macronutrient you want to focus on. That's number one, okay, in your lineup. Number two are fats. Fats are things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those kind of healthy fats. They are going to make a difference too. Why? Because they're going to make up for the calories that you're not going to get in excessive carbohydrates. The other thing they do is they help to regulate hormone health. We know that fats, at least 20% of your overall caloric intake, how much food you're taking in, will manage your hormones. Testosterone for men, estrogen, progesterone in women. And again, men have those hormones too, but you mainly want to maintain good healthy levels of testosterone and good healthy levels of growth hormone for both men and women. Men, you want to keep your estrogen levels lower, and you want to keep your progesterone levels up a little bit more. When you get the hormone environment healthy, that's when the body just starts to just really work. When we get overweight and we gain all that extra weight, that's when the hormones begin to go totally out of whack, and that's when it becomes very difficult to lose the weight. So your food intake is going to create a great internal environment, and that's what we have to focus on. So proteins are number one. Remember the protein rule. 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. That is so key. All of this is in my book, by the way. Get my book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. We are giving it to you for free. So you're getting a free copy of my hardback book. We'll send it to you for free. All you do is pay the shipping, whatever that is, like $8 or $9, something like that. Just pay the shipping and the handling. We send you the hard copy book for free. Why? Because I want to help you. I want to be an encouragement to you. I want to see you thrive more than ever before, because I know you can. I know you don't have to be stuck where you are anymore, that you can really make better choices. So as we talk about weight loss, there's a big key you got to focus on. Number one is the protein. Number two, the fats. And let's talk about carbs. Okay. Now, let me tell you this for fats. This is important. You want to take your body weight, typically, unless you're grossly overweight. If you're in the heavy obesity category, this is going to be a different one. But You really want to focus on this. This is so important. 0.4 times your body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you multiply it times 4. It gives you the amount of grams that you need for your overall body, for your total fat grams for the day. So remember, protein is number one, fat's number two, and then let's get to carbs. 0.4 times your body weight will give you the amount of carbs, the amount of fats that you need on a regular basis. Now, when it comes down to carbohydrates are key in a couple of reasons. One is the carbohydrates have got to be on a regular basis. Lower level, I like 20% or less carbohydrates. And again, remember, there's essential fats. That's why I'm talking about the fats. There's essential amino acids. There are no essential carbohydrates. We don't have essential carbohydrates in the lineup, even in nutrition, basic nutrition. We don't have that. So carbs are necessary because the body uses them to function. But you don't need a ton of them, okay? They need to be the third in the category for what we're working on. All right.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So here's the deal. I like fruits and vegetables for your carbohydrates, number one. Keep those as like the top category. Then you can use things like rice, brown rice, quinoa, sweet potatoes. Those are a great category for the starchy carbohydrates. You really want to stay away from the junky carbohydrates. If you're looking at weight loss, remember it's about managing what's called insulin. Insulin's a hormone. And it's so easy to manage if you eat the right things. But with all the things that taste great, for the most part, are all the carbohydrates that cause your blood sugar to spike up. Now, I encourage you to go to what's called the glycemic index. Okay, you can find this online. Go to glycemicindex.com. And it gives you a list of all the different carbohydrates. If you can't find it there, you can go to our website. Our website will have it. You can look for the glycemic index. It ranks all the carbohydrates based on certain numbers. So, like, for example, sugar is almost at 100, right? So the lower the number, the better. Things like berries, like blueberries or blackberries or something like that, that's ranked about number 15 or 20 on the scale. That means it's very low. That means it doesn't raise your blood sugar levels up, which means it won't make you gain fat, and it will help you in the weight loss process in going lower carb. That's really the key. So you want to keep all your carbohydrates at 40 on that scale or under. So if you keep it at 40 or under, then you're going to be winning the battle. So weight loss is about calories, too. And there's a whole formula that you do for calories that would be too difficult to talk about right now. Our health coaches can always help you with that. So if you want help with that, go further. We've got a free health plan on our website. You can go and jump in that, get in our health club, which you've got people in a community that will lock arms with you and help you. Our health coach providers, though, can lay out an exact plan for you. But it's important. It is about calories. It's about the right kind of food you take in. But I'm telling you, there's no secret. Like, there's not one secret that's going to fix it all. Now, sometimes if you're really overweight and you need to lose, like, over 80 pounds, I would start with a keto diet and then go into more of this low-carb diet that I'm talking about where the carbohydrates are up a little bit, but the keto is going to get you is a great jump start. That's why I love – there's a company called Keto Chow. You probably see them here all the time. But Keto Chow is amazing. I mean, I use it on a regular basis. Keto Chow is great because it makes keto easy. You don't have to prepare all this food. You can do a shake in the morning, a shake at lunchtime, and then have a bigger meal at night. It's just an easy way to do it, and it tastes great. They've got like a million flavors that you can use, but you can check them out at ketochowshake.com. That's ketochowshake.com. But I would encourage you to look at that. When it comes to weight loss, it's not about gimmicks. It's about your habits. Remember that. It's not about this new secret. No, it's just about your habits. That's it. It's what you do on the day to day. If something's worth doing, it's worth doing every single day. And with weight loss, it's about coming up with a strategy, working your strategy, and then hitting your goals. That's it. It's all about hitting your goals. And if you do that on a regular basis, guess what? You're going to win. Weight loss, I know, is a challenge for a lot of people. But it's about getting the right kind of food coming in the right way. It's about having a strategy. And it's also about making sure your hormones are balanced right in the body. All of that plays a role in getting your body functioning at its peak level. And I know this. I know that if you just get started, if you make the right decisions, if you choose to believe that you can win, because it all starts up here. If you believe that, then you're going to hit your goals. And weight loss is one of those things that if you just begin to focus, if you just start with one healthy meal a day, if you just start with one keto meal a day, if you just start with one 15-minute walk, if you win that battle of today, then you can win the battle tomorrow. And guess what? If you win the battle tomorrow, you can win the battle the next day. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that to create good habits, all you need is one good day. And I'm believing that you'll start that day today. If you know you need to lose weight, if you need to get healthy, you want to build up a stronger body, you want to get more lean muscle tissue, maybe you're in your 70s and you want to get some lean muscle tissue, these principles of the protein and the fats and the carbs, they are for you too. And you want to build that up and you want to get stronger and you want to live longer and you know that longevity is tied to that, then just start making the right choices. And as you make the right choices, I know this. I know that you will win and become the best version of you. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Isabella. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, I was calling on behalf of my mom. She is diabetic. Well, her A1C levels came back at 6.4, but she's been having issues sleeping, so it's just a constant insomnia, I guess. So we wanted to find out if an acid reflux. So we wanted to find out if there was any recommendations on that. Thank you.
Yeah, there's so much. Yeah, so let's talk about that for a minute. Your mom's been diagnosed with diabetes, but she has insomnia and she has reflux. So are those tied together or are they not? I can tell you that they are. There's a link. Remember, when the body's breaking down in multiple areas, it's like a puzzle. And all as a physician, you just have to figure out the puzzle. You can do lab tests and all that. But we already know she has diabetes. So there's already a really bad history of eating. Okay, her habits are not good. We know that. Now, if you know her habits aren't good, what does she have to do? She has to create new habits. We get that. You get that. She gets that. We all get it. So here's where I would start. Number one, if she has reflux, let's start there. Poor eating habits has led to insomnia for whatever reason, which could be stress-related, and also reflux. The reflux means that she's not breaking her proteins down. She's not breaking her carbohydrates down. So number one, you got to get the gut cleared up. I would look at doing the anti-inflammatory diet, which is the diet that I created in my book. We've used it clinically for over 10,000 patients, and it is amazing. You can get a copy of that. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. They'll send it to you for free. Okay, you just got to pay for the shipping and handling. Start there. Her eating habits, equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, and eggs, and then all the right kind of vegetables that lower inflammation in the body. That's the key. The other thing for reflux that you have to look at is the microbiome in the gut may not be healthy. Probiotics help with that. Apple cider vinegar help with that. Turmeric helps with that. Fermented vegetables helps with that in a major, major way. So I would look at that as well to get the gut healthy in that regard. When the gut gets healthy, guess what happens? The sleep begins to regulate. Insomnia a lot of times can be the neurotransmitters in the brain not being balanced, but guess what? Those are created in the gut. If you can't break down proteins and carbohydrates and fats effectively in the gut, you can't create the right neurotransmitters, which affect the brain, which can cause insomnia. Now, with all that being said, the anti-inflammatory diet, while you're working on the reflux and the insomnia, remember that those kind of foods help balance blood sugar levels. So you're going to be working on the diabetes issue at the same time. They all go hand in hand. Diabetes is one of those health challenges that you can win the battle 100% if you know what to do and you can do the work. I would encourage you to get with our health coaches so you can dig deeper, and we believe in the best for your mom.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years,
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.